The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
Fifth quarter, thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Now you can sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses made to outlast any other. Geelong Marine World hoping to go down into the Cats rooms. Just put in a message to the Cats to hopefully provide us with a player. It would be great to have a chat with somebody. We'll put the thoughts, Cat fans, out. What have we got on the KFC Twitter and on the SMS, Benny? What are they saying, Cat fans, about tonight's performance?
Not all sort of roses on the KFC Twitter, Kingy. People get up in arms. Appalling by Geelong. It was like they were happy to sit off Franklin, allow him to reach the milestone. Will haunt the club for a long time. Now, it should have been Newman, Buzz and Franklin trying to...
Why would that haunt the club for a long time? Sure. Somebody, he was going to kick his 1,000th against one of 17 clubs.
Yeah, look, they'd be frustrated. Fans have probably had a couple of John Devines. And, they're not happy, Kingy, basically. Medica said the Cats need to go back to the goal kicking school before inaccuracy becomes a regular issue. Congrats, bud. So yeah, Geelong were inaccurate. It certainly didn't make a difference, but they did miss some shots that could have potentially put a bit more pressure on Sydney. No hard feelings. You got to witness. This is from Nick Gazzero. No hard feelings. We got to witness Buddy's 1,000th goal. So that's all that matters. Tay suggesting if only we kick straight, that was dreadful. So Cats lamenting a bit of inaccuracy, but I think probably deep down know they were beaten by a better side on the night, and it was a history-making night, Kingy.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a history-making night. Thank you for that, Benny. Good work by you. Of course, KFC, they're open and frying.
Oh, they're frying.
For your tasty KFC.
Absolutely.
Anything on the SMS? Is that nobody's fighting? You've shut the SMS down.
No, well, I just checked.
A bit quiet.
Shags was back on saying he got the Henry matchup right, and from there it all went downhill.
Yep, absolutely. We might be struggling to go inside the Cats rooms. They are in a meeting at the moment, so we might, for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, we might leave the Cats as is for the moment. It has pushed out towards 11:15.
It's night time.
Very much so. What time do you have to be up?
Oh, pretty early. It's tomorrow.
Can we drag this out for you then?
No.
A little bit.
I might as well not go to bed at the rate it were going and just stay up. I was up this morning at 5, so I've got to get up tomorrow at 4:30. Hmm. So there won't be much sleep going on.
No. You turned the computer off, did you, with all the stats?
We did the stats.
Yeah, but...
There was a couple extras. Geelong got fried on the stat sheet. The interesting one was that they had 10 more inside 50s.
Right.
But the balls inside 50 were abominable. Hmm. A lot of long stuff. They didn't seem to use a hit-up player much. And they kicked it long, and then they seemed to be outnumbered both in the air and then at ground level. So they need to work on that. I think that's one area. Because, I mean, if you do have 10 more inside 50s, you're getting the ball there at some point. You're just nowhere near as efficient as Sydney. And Sydney seemed to outnumber Geelong for 70% of the game all over the place. So plenty to work on for the Cats. And I think the midfield is the area that is going to be, you know, an issue for the Cats. Over the course of the year, they'll be good and bad, but I don't know that they've got the firepower to match sides that are really well drilled and have a deep midfield. So that's for Kurzweil.
We're hopefully speaking with Brad Close, actually, and we are going to be able to do that now. We've just got to get Bryzy to plug in a number that he's already plugged in this evening from the Cat. So, Bryzy, if you go to page 2 on your... run sheet and the Geelong contact. If you could dial that in, please, Bryzer, and we'll be able to get Brett Close up on the phone and have a chat with him. Would be fantastic. Before we do that, though, the head-to-head for Geelong Insurance Brokers was Buddy versus Jack Henry.
Yeah, well, Buddy's kicked 4 goals, and one of them happened to be the 1,000th goal he's kicked, Tom. So that's a victory to Buddy there, mate.
Yep. Thanks to Geelong Insurance Brokers.
Yeah, and we also went. Yeah, we went to. We were also Paddy Dangerfield and Patrick Mills, Callum Mills,
Luke Parker.
We swapped it because we thought Parker was going to be, and then Mills actually had the job. He was running with Dangerfield, and Mills absolutely eclipsed him, particularly early. At one stage, Ben was saying the stats were Mills had added 16 times with a couple of score involvements, and Paddy Dangerfield had only had it once, and Sydney were on top in the clearances contested ball. So complete win by Mills there.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.